Kia ora, I'm Tuari Dawson, and you're listening to the Invisible Sensei podcast. Aside from Rocky, I've never been much of a Sylvester Stallone fan. I mean that in the sense that, of course, you know, Rambo and all those kind of great 80s movies and Rocky, you know, those are sort of, you know, of course I love those movies. But yeah, I've never been hugely kind of drawn to his projects. I mean, and I think he suffered because of it, because of my lack of interest. I think it's had a huge impact on his career. There was a movie that I do remember, and it was called Cliffhanger. And I can't remember, it was kind of one of those 80s, early 90s movies where, of course, he's this, you know, expert climber, and, you know, he's been called back to save some people on top of a mountain, something like that, after some kind of personal tragedy. Anyway, in that movie, there was lots of scenes of, you know, harrowing escapes and huge jumps over cliffs and all this sort of stuff, but I'm going to explain why I'm bringing this up, and I may lose you, and hopefully, if I lose you, you'll come back again, and if you don't, it was nice meeting you. So, I was in the gym this morning, you know, just lifting weights. I try to lift weights on a fairly regular basis. When I was younger, it was because I wanted to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who doesn't want to be Arnie? But that did not come to pass. So I'm there, and you know what it's like in any commercial gym, a high-end commercial gym. And so I'm there, and there's people walking around, you know, huge bodybuilders and young fitness people, and, you know, there's abs and shoulders and chest muscles and pecs and triceps, you know, on show everywhere. And I'm not begging that. It's a gym. That's kind of what you go there for. And so I was kind of going, oh my gosh, what am I doing in here? But I just went, look, I'm just going to put my sounds on. I'm just going to lift weights. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to compare myself to other people. And then, you know, there's that whole thing about, why am I doing this? I'm a martial artist, you know. And nothing, I think, gets you better at martial arts like, you know, actually practicing martial arts. But I do weight training because I think it's good for my mind. I find it a good mental break. It's good for my bone density, and it keeps up strength, you know, and if I gain some muscle in the process, then I'm really happy about that. It's nothing more deeper than that. I'm not making a run for the UFC heavyweight title anytime in the next, you know, this or the next life. But so I'm there, and you know, all these sort of questions come up, and you kind of feel a bit self-conscious. And I started thinking about training and why we do it and why I do it. And for some reason, Cliffhanger came into my mind. And there's a scene in which, inevitably in all these kind of climbing movies, where they're sliding down on some kind of snow, icy bit, and they pull out their, God, I don't even know what you call it, that thing you whack into the snow to stop yourself, sort of that, you know, that kind of handheld hook. Ice hook, I'll call it an ice hook. Balahi Sensei, I know you're a climber, so if you just, you and your good wife could just drop me a text and tell me what the correct term is, that'd be great. anyway, they're sliding this thing in, and it just, you know, it causes a last second, they bang it, and they get their snow hook or snow hammer, whatever it's called, and they bang it into the ice, and it just stops them from going over the cliff. And I was kind of thinking, isn't that so like mortality? In the sense that I don't know if, you know, passing away, dying is kind of the same as falling off an icy mountain. But it's like, you know, in training, in terms of health, in terms of practicing, isn't it so much like that ice axe? That's what it is, an ice axe. Sal Sensei, keep your damn messages to yourself, an ice axe, I remember. But it's kind of like, I think training and just sort of caring about how your health and well-being is kind of like having that ice axe. And, you know, we're sliding down this hill of mortality, I guess. And, you know, with training, it's kind of that ice axe. I mean, at some point, the ice is going to break and probably we're going to go for a skate. But the point being is that, you know, we try and get that ice axe and we try to move further up the hill. And I don't know if I'm moving further up the hill, but I do know that what I'm trying to achieve is to live a quality of life so that I can see grandchildren and hopefully great-grandchildren. I'm trying to keep mobility in my karate. I'm trying to be able to take a break fall in judo without killing myself. I'm trying to be stronger in kobudo and keep mobility in my shoulders. And you know this, irrespective of the style that you practice, that it's a perishable skill. If you don't practice, it will go. I had a week out of New Zealand in a very remote location and doing some really intensive work. So I didn't train to any appreciable degree in that week that I was away. And look, I tell you, coming back, getting into the dojo, coming straight back, getting off the plane and going to teach a kids class where you've got to be no Spider-Man. Yeah, Spider-Man I am not. But I noticed the difference in my body and been stretching every day since I got back and just trying to train but trying to be reasonable about it. I can definitely feel the difference in my well-being, my mental process, my flexibility, my sleep, and just generally how I feel. And I think that when we practice, there is a tendency for us to be really hard on ourselves. There is a tendency to kind of go, oh, I need to be this and I need to lift that and I need to do this and I need to do that. And I think that's fair enough. I'm not saying that I'm not immune to feeling that way myself. And for me, there are times when I get out, usually I try and do a circuit of weight training and different mobility exercises before I do karate. But there's some mornings I don't feel like doing it, to be totally honest. So I have this thing called fives. And fives is where I try to do, rather than do 10, 15 reps of any given exercise, I go, right, I'm going to do really concentrated five reps of push-ups, bench press, battle ropes, kettlebell, whatever it is I'm doing. Sometimes it just turns out to being a strength exercise, a pulling exercise, and a pushing exercise. So it might be bench press, it might be kettlebell, it might be deadlift, whatever. And I go, right, I'm going to try and get real quality here. And to the people out there who kind of are, you know, fitness nuts and aficionados, it may sound kind of lame, but I know that I walk away, my body feels like it's been worked out. I feel like that I've moved, maybe I haven't moved the ice axe, but I've firmly planted it on the ice and I've sort of stopped my descent. And I think that the ice really is my expectations. In Māori, there is a particular word and it's hoha, hoha. A hoha means a pain, a problem, or an issue that, you know, you just, yeah, it just troubles you. And for me, one of the biggest issues that I have had in the past has been within our dojo is certification. Getting that Udansha certificate or that Q grade or doing something nice so you can really mark the effort of your students when they're going for a promotion is one of the things that I really try and make a big deal of, because you know you want to mark that their sweat, their toil, their hard training, all those sorts of things in an appropriate way. Now, of course, you can go online and you can find a million certificates, kind of not cookie cutter certificates, some great ones out there, I'm sure. Or you can do what I do. And if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you would have heard my interview with Dan Bonato Sensei, incredible practitioner, Tang Sudo, Katori Shintoryu, amongst his many, many talents. He is also the martial calligrapher. His calligraphy, now when you watch him do calligraphy, it is actually some of the most relaxing stuff to watch. But what he does is he custom makes certificates, chops, a whole bunch of different things. And when I say chops, I don't mean, you know, like pork chops, you get what I mean, seals and things like that on certificates. And I have a friend of mine here in New Zealand who ordered a scroll for his dojo and is absolutely ecstatic about it. It's beautiful, it came in good time and was beautifully done. And so this is not a, by any way, shape or form, a paid promotion, but look, it's just quality. If you get an opportunity, click the link in the description for this podcast, use the code InvisSend, hit up Dan, check him out on Instagram under the Marshall Calligrapher, and you'll see what I mean. So if you're looking for some really beautifully custom-made certificates or scrolls and all those sorts of things, he is our man with a leather tan who will hook you up. So do check out Sensei Dan Bernardo, the Marshall Calligrapher, and I promise you, tell him I sent you. No, don't tell him I sent you. That might not be a good thing. But do check it out on Instagram, and look, if you're looking for something beautiful, he is completely the man to look for, the Marshall Calligrapher on Instagram. And so, just like Cliffhanger, you know, when you're sliding down that hill, and or you're kind of wondering what to do, and you're thinking you've actually already gone off the cliff, this is what I would say. Climb hand over hand, one handhold at a time, back to a place that you feel confident in. Don't rush back. That's always the thing that I do. I always go way too hard when I push the restart button. And I probably went too hard this morning in the gym, but it actually felt good. And I know I'm going to be really sore tomorrow, but oh well. I'll just do some stretching or do some swimming or whatever. But I think it's important that we continue to move, even if it's incrementally. Not because we're in a competition, because we're in, not because we're in the 100-yard dash, it's because we're in a lifelong marathon. And for me now, it's about a quality of life, a quality of health, a quality of a movement. I'd like to be able to get up out of bed without going when I stand up. I don't know what they call that, the old man roar, I guess. It would be nice to be able to do that. And in the last wee while, we've had people who have younger than me or around my age who have passed away. Some via accident or health, but others, you know, in the weirdest kind of way, aneurysms that went undetected or heart murmurs or all these sorts of things or chills or whatever. And it's made me more conscious, not frightened, because I think that when your name comes up in the book, your name comes up in the book, and that's kind of the end of it. Or the start of it, depending on what you believe. Anyway, but I'm not going to live my life in fear and focus entirely on what I can't do. I'm going to do what I can. And, you know, like comparing myself to other people or looking over my shoulder at what I used to be able to do, man, that's a road to madness and disappointment every single time. So I want to practice martial arts with people that I care about, people that can teach me, people that will challenge me, people that I like. I want to continue to discover and to have that student mentality. I want to expose myself to training experiences that enrich my mind. I want to practice having creativity. I continue to have imagination. And, you know, piece by piece, bit by bit, we're going to get that ice axe double-handed, hand over hand, and we're going to get on a nice shelf, and we're going to get to that summit. Maybe we won't get to the summit, but I think it's worth striving for. So if you take it easy and be kind to yourself and treat your training as something which enriches and empowers and energizes you, as opposed to something that you use to punish yourself for perceived weaknesses, there'll be no cliffhanger. You just know what the answer is, and you can see that summit ahead of you with the sun glinting off it. And you go, oh, that's right. That's where I'm going.